Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. A brand new music festival is coming to Delaware this summer. It's called Seraphim Summer Music Festival, and according to its organizers, it fills a void left by the Delaware Chamber Music Festival, which was discontinued after its June 2017 concerts. Gus Mercanti is manager of the Seraphim Summer Music Festival, which will feature 18 accomplished artists from around the United States in 8 separate performances. Mercanti recently spoke with Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele about this 10-day festival and gave a little sneak peek of his festival performance.
Gus, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
All right, Seraphim Summer Music Festival, what's it all about? It sounds exciting.
So the Seraphim Summer Music Festival is a brand new festival that's happening, as you said, this summer. We start on June 20th. We go until June 30th. And all the concerts are held at the Music School of Delaware in Wilmington. And if folks are familiar with the chamber music scene in Delaware, particularly in Wilmington, you might know that we had the Delaware Chamber Music Festival. And while we're not replacing that festival, we are filling the void that they left when they discontinued after their 2017 season. So there's a real need for this festival, and we're just so excited to bring it. We have 8 concerts and 18 artists from around the country coming to do these 8 very diverse programs.
All right, can we talk about some of the artists? There's a lot of them, I know, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but what can we expect if we go to this festival?
Absolutely. So we're going to hear repertoire ranging from string quartets and other combinations of all strings, but then we also have instruments coming. We've got, of course, one thing I will say as a singer, I'm delighted that we're including some vocal repertoire in the festival. We have Eileen Grisky, wonderful flute professor and player from University of Delaware, and Chris Nichols, who's the clarinet faculty at the university. So we're doing rep for strings, but we're also incorporating other instruments.
And all of these artists, Gus, right, are coming from really around the United States.
Absolutely. Not everyone is coming from out of town. I'm going to maybe guess here that probably 25% of us are local. And you're right, the rest are coming in various universities where they're professors. Some of them are strictly freelancing. But yeah, we really have a good mix of folks coming in from around the country, as you said.
All right. And let's talk about the themes, because each concert will have a unique theme, correct?
Absolutely. So we start the festival, as I mentioned earlier, on June the 20th, which is a Thursday. And that's our Bohemian Gems theme, as you pointed out. We have an Out of Bavaria theme that's coming at the end of that first week. And of course, that speaks for itself what that is. We open the second week with French Foray, which is a fun play on words a bit because one of the composers on that concert is Foray himself. But all the other rep is French as well. So we're really just having a lot of fun. I can't wait to hear Finale Fireworks, but I also love fireworks. So we'll see what that one brings.
Now, you said you are a singer. What will you be performing?
Thank you for asking. That's great. On the first week on the, let's see here, it comes on our second concert, Friday, June 21st, when we have the It's Classic theme. I have the pleasure to do 3 Schubert selections because one of the larger selections on that program is the Schubert Trout Quintet. And so we're going to include the Schubert setting of the Trout Quintet, but for vocalist. So we'll be able to hear it sung, and then we'll be able to hear it played on the second half.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you sing a little bit for us?
I don't know. It's at 9 in the morning, but we'll see what we can do here. Let's see.
Just something short.
Oh, it doesn't necessarily have to be from the Trout then.
No, of course not.
Oh, you know, in the second half, the second week, I'm going to sing some French. And why don't I do a little bit of that?
There you go.
Great. Dans la forêt que crée un rêve.
That is beautiful. Gus Mercanti.
Oh, you're so nice. That's actually the opening line of Saint-Saëns setting of Clair de Lune, The Moonlight.
All right, we're talking to Gus Mercanti. He's the festival manager. How can people get tickets? Where can we get more information about this festival?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. If you could go right to our website at seraphinensemble.org, you're going to see a big banner across the top, big, beautiful, colorful banner. And that's where you can click to get the summer. It actually says right there on the banner, Seraphin Summer Music. And again, that's Seraphin. I'm glad I've been working with Kate. She always clarifies that's with an F. And this is where I would normally look at her and say, you have to tell them about Seraphin because it's so cool. I'm going off script here a bit, but Seraphin with an F is the gentleman who made the violin that Kate plays. And so we always hear, let the bright seraphim or something, where we're thinking of angels. But this is Seraphin, S-E-R-A-F-I-N, seraphinensemble.org. And you'll see the, like I said, the banner across the top with the Seraphin Summer Music information.
Yeah, we want to clarify for everybody. Yes. Gus is talking about Kate Ransom. We've talked to Kate several times here on the show. She is a violinist, a great violinist, and she will be performing as well in this festival. Go on, Gus. I cut you off there.
No, well, you cut me off because I always forget that you know, when things are out of context, people are like, what? So thank you for, I'm new to this, so thank you for filling that in for me. Seraphinensemble.org. And the other thing I want to point out is that all 8 of the concerts are at the Music School of Delaware, the Wilmington branch. That's also listed there on the website. You have a link right there on our website to go for tickets. We do have a nice ticket package where people can order one ticket, or we have a little 4-pack. Or if you want to go for all 8, you can do that as well and have a nice discount. As the festival manager, I feel it's my duty to say, why not just get the 8-pack? And then if you can only come to 4, fine, give the other 4 away. But it makes great financial sense to do the 8-pack.
Make a great gift, too.
It sure would. You know, we're always giving gifts out, not just that time of the holidays. So it's a great, happy summer present to give to your favorite neighbor or your wonderful coworker, or, I don't know, your favorite radio host.
There you go. Hey, Gus Mercanti, he is the festival manager for the Seraphin Summer Music Festival. It's coming up on June 20th through the 30th. Did I leave anything else out? Do you want to let anybody else know anything else about this festival?
The only thing that comes to mind that I would want to say is I think it's important to note that we've got energy behind this, from the community, from our sponsors, from the participants. I just always want to point out when people give me the chance to chat and say, I love the art scene here in Delaware. I love the whole area, but I love the art scene here in Delaware. And I mean up and down the state, to clarify. And I'm probably preaching to the choir, but when anybody looks at me and says, oh, there's just nothing to do here, I think, you know, you're just not looking, because we are constantly putting things out there and people show up because people in Delaware love the arts.
Thanks to Seraphin Summer Music Festival manager Gus Mercanti and R. Kelly Steele for bringing us this week's arts playlist. There's a link at DelawarePublic.org with more about the artists performing at this festival and how you can get tickets. And stay with us. The Green wraps up with Enlighten Me and more student work from WMPH at Mount Pleasant High School in the Brandywine School District, part of our Generation Voice Youth Media Program. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.